Good morning, Black America. Hey, Black folks. Miss Roslyn X here on the line. Yes, how y'all doing today? It's been a while since I've made a podcast. And so much has happened. So much has went on. We in a full-fledged pandemic here in America. We have a new president and vice president. Excuse me. We seen a failed coup. We've witnessed so much. We've lost so many Black Americans during this pandemic. And so today, this podcast, I guess we'll call it, how do we move forward in 2021, Black America? Do we continue to not be owners? Do we continue to give the Black man a break on not stepping into his purpose and power? Do we continue just to you go your way, I go my way? Or is now really, is it imperative immediately that Black Americans unite as one nation? We're already a nation, but it's the unity part for me. Uniting as one nation here in the United States will enable us to provide and progress our nation, our Black man, woman, and child, the best that the earth has to offer. Of course, it will allow for us to provide and progress our people once and for all. You know, I was on my timeline for the last, since the election, I'll say, and I see a lot of people are talking about what Joe Biden is doing for his first 100 days in office. And it seems to me that Black women and Black people in general are a little confused that there's no economic plan or for Black people, or he's not doing anything specific for Black people. 46 won't do it. The last 45 didn't do it. And what shockens me, and it's almost funny, it really is, to a degree that is scary, that Blacks in America are still looking to a government, a body of government here in America, to do for us what we're capable of doing for ourselves, to give us and to pretty much, I guess you all are looking for respect or equal rights. We can give ourselves those rights, and we can demand respect. We spend $2.5 trillion or more in America. No other race does that. So, I mean, coming together to unite as one nation here in America is the best out for Black Americans. And yes, we can do it. I don't care about the naysayers. It can be done. We can create what, Black Wall Street? Yeah, we sure can. Everybody, every other race. The Chinamen, they got them a stock market. Everybody else has something. Blacks have nothing united as one. You know? We can't even say we've had a president, because he didn't really do anything for the Black community. And, you know, but that's then, and this is now. Now we're here, and we have a chance to be a difference, to make a difference, and to be a part of the change in Black America. And this change needs to happen immediately. It's imperative. The agriculture. What happened in Flint, Michigan? I live in Saginaw, Flint. It's about 15 minutes down the road. So what happened in Flint, Michigan? Let me get this to you. Short throw, standing out there all night in that line trying to win that $12,000 progressive at bingo, and now I'm sick because I wasn't dressed in my layers like usual. So now got a little, my throat was a little sore, and so I'm home remedy, of course. That honey is good, though. That honey water soothing my throat. But anyway, my love bugs, my beautiful Black Americans, the best that the earth has to offer. It's time for the Black man to step into his purpose, but that's another video. Right now, I want to talk about the there's no cons, in my opinion, the pros and cons of Black Americans uniting as one nation, having our own politics, having a strong economic plan for our people, demanding our reparations, having a strong economic, agricultural. We need strong agriculture, education, providing for HBCUs. Your guys already know how I feel about there should be no white workers. Well, I shouldn't just say white. There shouldn't be any other race of people working, teaching, or attending a HBCU. You know, I just think the Founding Fathers is rolling over in the grave. The fact that you have to open the doors to other races, because as rich and wealthy as Black Americans are, you won't support HBCUs. What's up with that? I will never understand it. We need to have a big old masquerade ball and raise like at least $1 billion to go specifically to the HBCs that really are needing it and struggling. We need to do a campaign that our children leave high school and go straight into the HBCUs. Yes. But Black Americans uniting as one here nation, we have our own politics, Black Wall Street up and running again. We'll have more Black businesses in our Black communities. We can cut out the redlining. We can become owners. You know, everybody's not going to be owner, but your standard of living will accelerate for the better. We can demand our reparations from not only America, but from Europe, Asia, and Africa. White Africa, of course. We can have launch a great environmental campaign. Like I say, an agricultural campaign, an environmental water conservation campaign, a financial campaign where we'll take some of those reparations and we'll cut all Black Americans a check. And then we'll use the rest to promote our health care. We can do a major health care campaign. We can launch a major, when I say agriculture, that's including the farmers, sharecropping, and the like. The arts and science and entertainment, working with NASA. We can be afforded to do anything that we want to. We the best that the earth has to offer. And I just think that now is the time. You know, when I was saying all of this, everyone was telling me that now is not the time and it's the election. Okay, I voted. My vote counted. My voice mattered. I exercised my right to vote. And so the party that I voted for won. I'm not expecting anything from this party, from myself or my nation. That's the Black nation here in America. I'm not expecting Pacific anything from them for us. You know, we haven't had it in all of these years, I don't understand why are we still looking to a government to give us something that they ain't. It's in the Constitution when it was written, we were slaves. So that whole Constitution just is not about us. So we shouldn't even have to, we need to draw up our own Constitution to work with their Constitution. It's just a lot of things here in America that needs to change, and they need to change right away. And black men, I'm sorry, I'm going to make another show probably sometime today about the black man. I'm going to be hard on you. You might get mad. You know, I've had quite a few people get angry with me about the state of affairs that's going on with the black man and in America, okay? But right now, we're talking about all blacks, the beautiful black man, woman, and child, the best that the earth has to offer, and black unity. How can we achieve black unity? And I'm serious, where we can sign up. We can call ourselves what we want to. I prefer not to be called black Americans. I prefer to be called Americans like Black, B-L-A-C-Q-U-E, or just Americans, A-M-E-R-I-K-A-N-S. That kind of differentiates us, you know. And, yeah, it has to be all-inclusive. We can't be like, we don't want the Minister Farrakhan, that we don't want that group. Nope, it's all-inclusive. We don't want gays. Nope, the LGBTQ question mark is all-inclusive. Well, we don't want these particular half-breeds. Nope, if it's black, if you're black and you're American, you're part of this nation. So it's all-inclusive. All blacks in our nation won't be Republicans. All won't be Democrats. Some will be independents. But we'll work it out as we go along. And I know a lot of black people, they be like, oh, blacks can't come together. Yes, we can. We can't if you keep saying we can't. But I happen to know 98% of black women went to the polls and voted and put Joe and Kamala in the White House. So I happen to know with fact. That black Americans can achieve anything that they want to achieve. They're the best the earth has to offer, hands down, no doubt. And so I'm calling on black women, those same 98% of black women who won this election for the Democrats. You are who I'm calling on to launch a major campaign of black unity in America 2021. Not, I know it's a lot of groups that have the black agenda, the melanated people, the this. No, I'm talking about one whole nation coming together as one nation, like the Jewish nation, the Caucasian nation. I'm talking about coming together as one nation here in America, signing up as one nation to receive what we've been asking all these administrations to give us, coming together as one nation, using that $2.5 billion that we spend in this country every year, that black powerful dollar, using it to advance, provide, and progress our people in a way like no other way they have ever been progressed before in this here country, I think is our best out moving forward for 2021. It's our best out. What are we going to do? Just keep saying, is the government going to give us this? Are they going to do this? We don't need them to. We rich in everything. We rich. We don't need them to do anything for us. We have everything we need to provide and progress our nation to the next 21st century, to give our kids a global education, birth through 18, to provide for seniors, to provide for babies, to make sure our seniors have all their meds, their health care, to promote healthy living among our race and get our people off all this medicine, to address the mental health issues within our race. It's just like the pros and the positives of coming together and uniting as one race and signing up as indigenous people to the land and as Africans. As Americans, I mean, or you can say African Americans, but I just like to say as Americans, AmericanS, and signing up as American, all being on one page and on one accord, we unstoppable. They can't tell us that, you won't be able to, black people can't do that. Yes, we can. We know everything. We invented everything. Whether we got the credit for it or not, we know we did it. And so, like I say, this is our best out moving forward. It's all positive. If you can tell me, even our military, our criminal justice system, the courts, I mean, it's all positive. If you can tell me a negative, you get on here, you let me know what the negative is. I'm welcome your feedback. If you online for this, then go to my Facebook page, Black. I'm going to create a website called Black Americans, BlackAmericans, and it'll be like maybe a page where you can sign up, voice your opinions, and everything. We can launch major campaigns this year across America. We can also demand our reparations from the United States of America, Africa, Asia, and Europe. Those are the countries that definitely owe Black Americans reparations, and we aim to collect for sure in 2021. No, they're not talking about that, but I'm talking about it. I'm talking about Black unity. They just shut me down on Facebook again. You know, they've been waiting to get me. I always hold my tongue lately so well because I need to get this message out and to promote this message of Black unity, you know. But I said chinks, which, okay, I said that. You got every hate group in America making videos and threats against the Black nation and the Democrats. And you got the nerve because I said chinks. Okay, Chinese and Japanese, but the intent of the message was just to say that Chinese, Japanese, Indians, Arabs, it doesn't matter. They all own everything in our community. We don't own anything but uniting as one nation here in the United States as Black, BlackAcque, Americans, AmericanS, will be all pros and cons. We can make sure, deal with this domestic violence, our mental health. We can launch major campaigns. And shout out to Taraj, what she's doing, combating the mental health. I'm a person that suffer with mental health too, and it's another reason I started this podcast, to get some of this stuff off my mind. I'm really disappointed in America, but I'm even more disappointed in Black men. So, I'll probably be making another video today about you guys. But anyway, know that I love you so much. I love my Black, beautiful people so much, you know. And another thing that I want to say, and I have to put this out there to all my famous people and entertainers, actors, poets, gospel singers, movie stars, just athletes. I just have to put this out there, you know. When I say Black America's forming as one nation here, signing up and becoming one nation and progressing and providing for our people to the next level in 2021, global education, global everything, you know, education, agriculture across the board. Might have been some things I left out, but I'm sure you're going to fill in the blanks for me. But I have to put this out here to say that we know a lot of our famous black brothers and sisters have been enticed, have done some things that we gonna have to forgive them for. They gonna come out like they did murder, they did sacrifices, they did, and they did. And they probably did. Some of them visited Epstein Island, some of them done terrible things, but it'll be up to us, the black community, to embrace them. They need punishing. It'll be up to us, the black community, to meet that punishment out. But, yeah, we're going to have a forgiving heart, because we're going to have to forgive. Because here's the thing. I'm not saying to give them a pass, but we need them. We need their voices. We need their finances. We need them to help build a strong black economy here in America that's all inclusive. So we can't be looking at what you do. Because we know some of them had to do some terrible things to get to where they are. And even though they might regret and repent, you know, we don't know about it. And, you know, black people, you know, we be critical sometimes. But we gonna have to start now with that forgiving heart, because we gonna have to forgive some famous people for some things that's gonna come out that they did. Because once we start forming a nation here, they're gonna be spilling tea on everybody, because they're gonna be doing anything that they can do to X out the most powerful people. If Jay-Z was to say, okay, I'm a part of this movement, and Rick Ross, and just like really Oprah. Well, you know, they already have out how Oprah was making sacrifice. They're going to bring that out. Whatever these black Snoop, whatever they did, because, you know, these white Europeans, they own our black rich people. Tyler Perry on that studio, even he got a fucking boss. How? Make it make sense. That's because we not united like we should be. And we'll be calling shots, you know? So, yeah, we gonna have to forgive these people. Yeah, we gonna have to forgive them because we need them. And not just because of that, because we have to understand that the position they was put in, you know, and we can't say because we not famous and haven't been famous and we don't know what it is to somebody dangle 3, 4 million, billions or millions in front of your face. We don't know. I like to think that I would stay grounded, but probably not with my broke tail. I ain't got $200 right now sitting on the couch. So I probably will fold, because most of us, we love money. I say us, but I don't love it like that no more. I used to. I used to. But I know once I lost my son and went through some terrible times, I'm pretty much grounded in what I know was important. So maybe back then, but now I like to think that I would be grounded. But I haven't forgiven. How I could forgive you? Because I understand. I understand, but and I know all black people is not going to be so understanding, but it's okay. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take a little break. And then I'm going to come back. And we're going to talk about what part the black man and woman play in us uniting as one race here in America. This is very important. And so just think about it and have some discussions with your family, with your mate, with your children, your grown children, your grandchildren, and see what they think. You know, it'd be wonderful if parents and grandparents could get these children to write down what they think would come out of black Americans uniting as one race here, and what would we call ourselves. Tell me, black people, what would we call ourselves? Hey, black folks, I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about that. I'm going to take a little break, go freshen up my tea, and you go freshen up your tea, and then you come right on back, and we're going to finish our discussion.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, oh, glory, glory.
Hey, black folks, I'm back. How y'all doing? Did y'all freshen up that tea? Yeah, I'm feeling a teeny bit better, but better is the word. Okay, so on this second half of my segment, we're going to discuss the role of the black man, woman, and child in America. What role do each of us play in uniting as one nation here? Like I say, we need to have a major website developed where we can sign up to be part of, you know, claiming our nation status. We all signing up. We one nation now, you know, of black people in America. We're going to launch these specific campaigns. We're going to go after our reparations. And so how do we do all of that, you know? I have good ideas. I don't always have the pathway to the plan to have it completed, started, or whatsoever. But I know a lot of you can help me, you know, with this. So with that being said, the children, what part do you think your children can play in us uniting as one? Well, I always say that during this pandemic, the children have it harder than everybody. So I think giving them, having real discussions with them and giving them some time to think about those discussions and having them to be able to write out, you know, what they think about us coming together and uniting at one, them reading a few books, you know, black history, world history, African-American history for sure, and world history, yes, those two will suffice. They have books for all ages. Get the kids some books and give them a journal. All African-American kids need to be journaling right now. Every day, just give them some quiet time and give them that journal and go in there and journal and let it be private. That's something they're entitled to, their private thoughts, regardless to what they are. And they have a lot of input because they are our future. And so, you know, we just like to see, what do you think the United States should look like as far as black people is concerned? You know, we've been through a lot in the last 4 years, black people here in America, with the police killings. A lot of our children are fearful of the police. And so having black community police will be another major campaign that we will launch. The police. We need our own police in our own neighborhoods. And not saying that we're not going to have interaction with other races of police, but slim to none. And then they'll know how to come at us, you know. It'll be more coming at us with a respect thing, and it will cut out a lot of this police killings, us uniting as one race, launching another major campaign to have our own military, like, you know, we have military, blacks in the military, but I'm saying not so much as our own military, but access to and our own police forces across the nation. Community police, I would say that, because to me that's important. I remember, like I say, I'm here in Saginaw, Michigan, and I remember when OIC, I mean, everything you needed was in the community. You didn't have to go away, out by the mall, to the doctor, to any of the community programs, to go get the commodities, and none of that stuff. So now there's nothing in the inner city community, and a couple little doctor's office, what is it, health delivery, they have a monopoly on the health insurance, the everything, name it, anything to do with health. They got a monopoly on they in every inner city community. And this is a big thing, just like the dialysis places. Black people don't own none of them. The health delivery, black person doesn't own that, but I bet you on every side of town is 10 or 12, 15 different health delivery clinics here in Saginaw. And they got all these strict rules. It's people come from all over the state to come to these clinics, get all kind of pills and every. But the people that they serve in the community, they have these strict restrictions. They don't taking care of their pain. They ain't taking care of their mental health properly or anything. They just getting the worst of care. So that's why we have some of the best doctors in the world in the black community here in America. We need our own clinics, our own black doctors, nurses, our own dentists, eye doctors, black. And we also need to invest in black banks. We need to strengthen up the black banking system. That's one thing that we must do, is strengthen the black banking system. The only way we can do that, we need to take our money out of some of these European banks. We don't even know who own all these banks. Probably half of them is not even people from America. And I'm sure the foreigners own a bunch of them too. They own everything. So we have to start thinking smarter and being better stewards. And that's the black man and woman call. We have to teach our kids about banking and banking black. Buying black products and services. And black people, I must tell you, you got to do better with your customer service. You must do better with your customer service. And black Americans, quit going in black businesses looking for a deal. You don't go in TJ Maxx and Burlington and Macy's and all them. If you don't have your coupons, you don't step to the counter asking them, can you get some off? You can step right to the counter and pay for it. Give the black business that same respect, because that's what that's about, respect. You can say it's about anything you want, but it's about you don't have no respect for black businesses when you go in there and you're looking for a damn deal, but you go out to Macy's and spend $1,000 on the comforter and don't ask them for $20 off, but you will go into black business and spend $60 and want $10 off. Get the fuck out, okay? So we got to do better on both ends and give great customer service. Black people real loving anyway. That shouldn't be hard to do. Okay? All right. So let's continue. The black man, I don't even want to get on his role, because his, I'm going to have to do a whole nother podcast to tell you about what's the black man role in us uniting as one. Y'all really probably don't want to hear what I got to say, but I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to hold back a lot of stuff that I really do want to say, so I won't offend nobody. But yeah, what can I say? Have a lot to say concerning the black man and inner city communities, because I live in one, so I see it all day, and I've traveled extensively, and I travel all the time. I'm always in the big city, Chicago, Detroit, Pontiac, so I'm always, well, Pontiac not big, but I'm always seeing what's going on at the stores and the interaction between the blacks and the foreigners, the black males and the foreigners, and so is like this all across America. You know, this is like, it burns my blood, but I'm one person. But I'm going to keep speaking on it. I'm going to keep using my voice to wake the black man up. You know, it's a state of mind. He done failed, but he got to wake up. It's a state of mind from when he's failed. And he need to rise up into his position and his power. And so that's the only way this is going to really, really work. And then the black woman, her role is, of course, you know, I'm calling on the same 98% of black women who voted. I'm calling on you just to take a look at and listen to what I'm saying and see, do you agree? You know, I'm not asking any of my black Americans to make a full-fledged commitment like, oh, I'm not. I'm just asking you to hear me out. I'm asking you to write down the pros and cons in your home. Just not for you, the mom, dad, the grandmama, the granddad, the great-grandmama and granddad, the children that's not even born yet. Okay, let's just think about it, and I'm going to pitch it to you like this, because since slavery ended, we've been looking to this government for years, hundreds of years to treat us fair, give us fair and equal treatment and rights, to give us respect, to just treat us like you say the Constitution say that all Americans have a right to be treated. Hundreds and hundreds of years we've been marching, we've been giving of our lives, of our freedom. Look all that time Nelson Mandela did. Because anytime that the black man, woman, or child speaks of black unity, which is the most powerful thing on this earth, because if the black man, woman, and child is the most powerful and beautiful and loving being on the earth, and they unify as one, then that's the most powerful thing on the earth. And everybody knows this. Even, I'm not even really sure if the black man is really aware of their power. Black people, you're so powerful. And so that unity brings about fear from the powers that be. Because they know what we capable of. They know what we done. They know who we are. They know whose we are. You know, we one with the earth. They know all of this. And so I'm calling on black women to sit down and start this conversation. This is a conversation that needs to be started. How would America look if we had black unity in 2021, all inclusive? That means we got to include the Nation of Islam, the Presbyterian, every religious group, every denomination of religious group. We got to include the LGBTQ community, every aspect, all of them. We and all black Americans. Doesn't matter if you black and you're an American, no matter what particular group, or if you don't belong to a group, if you believe or you don't believe in something, it doesn't matter. If you black and you're American, you fit the description for what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us getting together. And this is my whole big deal right here with this black unity thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because of the, and I'm pretty sure the numbers have went up on how much money we actually spend a year since the pandemic. And with all that unemployment and loans and all the money black people been running around here, but all people. But, you know, so I'm sure we probably at $2 trillion or more that we spent a year in 2020, I'm sure it bumped up. And not only that, being better stewards of that black powerful almighty dollar, having the numbers 50 million people strong, and it's more than that because a lot of us don't even waste our time getting counted with the census. I did, but a lot of black people don't. And I know why. It doesn't really make a difference. We don't get nothing in the community. We can look around and see the death and devastation and know, you know, it's not going to matter for us, you know, the census, okay? So the big deal here for me with the black unity is because of our power and strength in numbers, I just think that we can provide and progress our nation like never before. Now is the time. We can't wait no longer. I don't want to wait no longer. I don't want to ask no more. I don't want to try to keep being accepted in the society. We just write our own constitution and fit it in with theirs, but this is the one we gonna live by. We gonna give ourselves all of these equal rights, and everything that we got coming, we gonna get it for ourselves because we rich. We can provide it for ourselves. We don't need anyone to give us anything. We capable of getting it ourselves. Inspires the respect when we unite as one nation. Trust me, it's gonna come, hands down. The police killings are gonna stop almost like immediately, because this is a way for, like I say, us to launch major campaigns, economic campaigns, spiritual for those who are spiritual campaigns, psychological campaigns for black Americans, specifically for black Americans. And who's gonna say we can't? Who's going to say 50 million that unite and sign paper that we united, we call ourselves this? This is our nation. We want to be known by this now. We want our reparations. We want fair treatment under the law. We are law-abiding citizens. We're not finna have a big old riot or nothing. No, we're going to do this orderly. We're going to sign up as Americans. 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 So that means that we are, and when you see that, you know, them black people, them the formerly black African Americans, they don't want to call themselves that. We done had hundreds of name changes. One more ain't gonna hurt us, especially if it's one and we uniting as one nation. And just think of 50 million people sign up, 60. United as one nation here in the United States. Spending, this just ain't what we got and what we make. This is what we spend in America. You know that's power. And then we start investing in black banks, get our black Wall Street. And we have these major banks like that, a seat at the world table. Because everything that happened in the world got something to do with these beautiful black, wealthy, powerful black Americans. So we need to have a part and a major part in everything that go on in the world. The space program, everything. Ain't no more asking. Can we do it? We're not asking you. We need our own clinics in the inner city community. Those people that's at these corner stores, they need to leave. And we need black people in place of them. Black owned. All the stores. The gas stations, black owned. They reaping millions out of here. Like I say, this gas station over here, they've had about 30 murders. If it was black owned, it'd have been shut down after the first one. But because foreigners own it, they are allowed for black people, young people to congregate, and 30 different people get murdered there over the years. And it's still running and operating and still taking millions of dollars out the community every year. And when I went up there to march and protest with my group, Don't you know it was actually black guys that came out against me? And, you know, me and my family and my sister and some of the other people that, ladies, you know, because we didn't have but one man with us that were protesting after the two little guys got their heads blown off. And don't you know it was black guys that made us like they wanted to do something to us for, you know, protesting on the sidewalk, just trying to ask people not to buy no gas for 4 hours to protest the key killings that keep happening. It was the black guys in the neighborhood who came out against me and was like, what is you out here, these men? That man cool, he ain't got nothing to do with that, but he do. And then we have regular older senior citizens of city of Saginaw riding around patrolling a multi-billion-dollar business, make sure no more kids get killed because he refused to provide security. And so they just had some mess up there a couple weeks ago. It's business as usual. But the alarming thing in all of that is the reaction of the black man. Like, really, bro? Really? And see, Killamite, T.I. and all them time by Bang Black, he keeps showing up on my thing. I agree with all that. But first, you got to get down here in the nitty gritty and tell us when we Bang Black. What for what? You got to give us a reason. The reason is black unity. If you ain't talking about uniting the black race to sign up as one race and launching major campaigns to progress and provide for the black race once and for all, you're not talking about nothing to me. Because everything you're talking about fall under black unity. And until we get that, we can't get nothing. Because we still, them black banks got to answer to somebody. You know why? Because we don't support them like we supposed to. Except for maybe a couple of them. But yeah, they have to answer to a bigger bank. And 9 times out of 10, that bigger financial institution is European owned or foreign owned. So yeah. So black Americans, hey black folks, I just wanted to make this podcast today and just get some of these thoughts about black unity. I'm gonna keep making these podcasts about black unity, and I'm gonna keep giving you the reasons. I'm gonna start breaking it down. Agriculture, all across the board for black America. I'm gonna get the numbers, get back to doing my research, and I'm gonna break it all the way down, like in categories. And you know, I'm gonna show you why it's so important and imperative immediately that black Americans come together and register as one nation and promote black banks and black ownership. And it has to be all inclusive. We go on in your prayer rooms. If you don't pray, then try to work it out in your own mind. But we're going to have some forgiving hearts. And we're going to forgive a lot of our famous people that have been built by the system, you know, that controls the media and the movies and what they probably field they work in and the things that they probably had to do. We're going to have to forgive. Remember that. Remember that. But we have the capacity and the capability to forgive. What, black people full of love. So think about what I said. I just want you to think about it. And think what good could come out of blacks uniting as one nation here in America. And think about what good has came out of us not uniting since slavery. Please think about it and then shoot me a message. I won't get it on Facebook for 30 days. But I'll get it on Twitter. You can go to my page, Black. I'll see it and respond to you. Accordingly, you can go to Hey Black Folks on YouTube, and you can leave me a message here. So I love you, Black Americans. Miss Rosalyn X, power to the people. Never forget that the black man, woman, and child is the best that the earth has to offer. I love you.